294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump writes on Twitter, Iran must never threaten the United States again and that war would mean the official end of that country. He tells Fox's Steve Hilton he doesn't want war.
I don't
want
to fight, but you do have situations like Iran. You can't let them have nuclear weapons. You just can't let that happen.
The president also on Twitter also again compares South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg to the Mad Magazine character Alfred E. Newman and says he'll never be president. Buttigieg did a Fox News town hall interview. Fox's Jared Halpern.
The millennial, openly gay Afghanistan war veteran has surged in polls lately.
The tweets are, I don't care.
Buttigieg conceded he has progress to make attracting support from minority voters, but says his campaign is about bridging divides.
The president did agree in that Fox News interview that a strong gay candidate like Buttigieg is a sign of progress for the country. This is Fox News.
Message from HBO. The series finale of Game of Thrones is upon us, and HBO would like to say, please don't cancel your subscription. We have all kinds of cool shows that you're totally going to want to spend $15 a month on. Remember Deadwood? It's back. Think of it as Wild Wild Westeros. Or what about Little Big Lies? We know you didn't watch the first season, but come on, it's Nicole Kidman. If you squint your eyes, she kind of looks like Cersei. No? Little bit? And The Watchmen, that looks cool. If not, just pretend it's called The Night's Watchmen, huh? Oh, and don't forget Chernobyl. What's more entertaining than a nuclear disaster? If you want, we can name a character Targaryen. That totally sounds Russian, and you know it. So whatever you do, don't pick up the phone, don't call your cable provider, and don't cancel your HBO subscription. We're totally pitching shows to Peter Dinklage's agent. We swear.
Beginning of another radio broadcast with just enough time for a few moments of chit-chat. Here's Greg Budell doing his morning warm-up exercises.
Mr. Gub, 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 Gub.
And Jay Scott is raring to go.
News Talk, who's this?
Emily Hayes, how was your weekend? She must have caught that Batman marathon over on MeTV. Here's Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas, next time you go away, we want to help with the weather. Maybe you can train us.
You said Uranus.
No, I did not. Well, it looks like everyone's ready. Emily, you get the last word.
Ah, oh,
And she did that without really using any words. Stand by for three men.
Yeah!
And a lady.
At 6:11. So, how was the Game of Thrones finale?
Bad!
We got all kinds of stuff coming up on that this morning.
No! Cover your ears, Chris.
Oh, no.
No! Run away!
It's me, Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
It's Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
For us, a relatively quiet, mundane forecast. There is a weak front approaching, but it's a fizzler, and there could be a couple of spotty showers somewhere in the state today with a high temperature up to about, well, let's say upper 80s to around 90. Go ahead, let's say that. Upper 80s to around 90. Thank you.
God.
Spotty, mainly afternoon storms. Tonight's low 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot. High 92. Every day gets a little hotter, and every day your chance to win increases. No. Low to mid-90s Wednesday. 95 Thursday. 96 Friday. 97 Saturday, Sunday. Not much change Memorial Day. Close to record highs. Thursday through Sunday will either tease them, tie them, or break them.
God, I hope I get an air conditioner.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm going to think before I post. I'm posting pictures of Bailey saying, yay, air conditioning.
All right.
And
it feels real nice. I bet it does, Bailey.
Later we'll do the beach forecast. Right now this morning, calm winds, clear skies, 94% relative humidity, temperature 66, 613.
Is this Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay.
Thanks.
What is today?
What's today?
Today's Monday.
What's this?
Monday morning motivation.
Motivation.
Monday.
Motivation?
Monday.
Wake up!
Motivational Brigade, come through!
And not only wake up, but wake up with the mindset of being better than you were last week.
I love motivational speeches.
I'm really, really motivated.
Motivating.
Motivation for what? Kotar!
This, however, is Game of Thrones, but there are no spoilers here.
How do you know?
From King's Landing across Westeros to Winterfell, who didn't make through season 8, I will tell good for Grey when the head or Podrick Payne s*** to Gilly Gendry or Tormund Giantsbane, Jon Snow, Little Sam, Lord s***, Bronn or Jon's aunt s***, was s***, Tyrion the Onion Knight, and check out Sansa Stark living the good life. Samwell, Tarly, Brienne of Tarth, or the m***, Drogon, Rhaegal, either one of her dragons, s***, the n***, or Mil***, Ethan, or the guy with the f***, or three-eyed Raven, Lady up, or Arya, on Yon, or Yara, who the f*** will kill is now known. Goodbye, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, there were spoilers in that.
There were.
You don't know. You don't watch it. How would you know if there's spoilers?
It says spoiler free on the sheet.
Oh, God, that is not how is that spoiler free?
Well, there's a lot of bleep stuff to help.
Just
oh, because they bleeped out the stuff. Yeah, because you can't make out the word that they said.
Yeah.
No, there was one I easily from last night.
I just saw a minor accidental spoiler.
Stay off the internet.
Jennifer was saying, she used the terminology.
We're going to have to make it the weatherman in the plastic bubble today because we got a lot of stuff here.
Do we have to play it?
I know. No, look.
Well, if we want to sound like we're on top of what's topical, yeah, we do.
And we do, though. I mean, I know.
Sound like we're a week behind the rest of the world.
No. I hear that attitude. It's okay. I'm gonna. It's my problem to deal with.
I agree. I understand.
I'm out here in no man's land between the American forces and the Germans.
I checked everything I dubbed today. Like, we have one on getting over Game of Thrones withdrawal.
Okay.
We got a review from a guy who only watched the finale, but there was nothing in it.
No, it's okay.
You heard the HBO, don't cancel your subscription now that Game of Thrones is over.
It's
like that's going to happen.
It's
That's a number I'd love to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people stay, how many people go.
And how many of the people who are upset, apparently, go.
I mean...
Well, let's quickly go back to the New York Times, which has continued its long tradition of being wrong about everything.
Yeah.
Their review of Game of Thrones in 2011. This thing has been around since Obama's first term in office. It calls the show boy fiction that's been patronizingly turned out to reach the population's other half. The review mentions Playboy TV-style plot points and costume drama sexual hopscotch. It serves up a lot of confusion in the name of no larger or really relevant ideas beyond sketchily fleshed-out notions that war is ugly, families are insidious, and power is hot. If you're not averse to the Dungeons & Dragons aesthetic, the series might be worth the effort. If you are nearly anyone else, you will hunger for HBO to get back to the business of languages for which we already have a dictionary. That's HBO. What foresight in that, huh?
I don't. Yeah, you know, I could easily see that if you're reviewing that first season or that first episode, because it's a lot to take in. And I'll tell you this: the show, as far as award success, barely there at all. I think Peter Dinklage won for an Emmy.
I thought I saw something here that says it's won 42.
A little award.
If it's won that many, it's probably a lot of technical type of awards. You know, maybe editing or costumes and stuff like that.
It's an all-time record.
But I don't think it's ever won best drama or anything like that I know of. Best whatever, you know.
Well.
And as far as I know, none of the actors have won anything with the exception of Peter Dinklage. Yeah. Or what did you call him the other day?
Dinkleberry? I don't know.
Something.
I had a Mr. Krasnowski flashback.
It was. Peter
Dinky? Is that what he called?
Dinky or something. Dinky. I think that's what it was.
We're going to have.
All right. I had one exciting moment this week. Well, I had several, actually, but one in particular was to pull up to the house and see everything edged and sculpted by J&S Professional Landscaping. If you have a property of any type, commercial, business, residential, and you want the best outcome at the best price, call J&S Landscaping, 202-8760. 202-8760. Who's a great sculptor, famous sculptor?
Peter Dinky.
Dinky. No, Michelangelo sculpted, right?
Yeah, well. He painted, he sculpted, right, yeah.
Then I just want to say John Cato is the Michelangelo of hedges.
Oh, there you go.
Because he really does a fantastic job. We're going to take a quick break for local news, and then we're back at 6:18.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Two people died in two separate car crashes early Sunday morning. 53-year-old Michael Hall of Shorter was killed when his car left the road and ran into a ditch around 1 o'clock Sunday morning on Alexander Road and Pike Road. He was not wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash and was pronounced dead at the scene. 40-year-old Terry Oates of Marbury was killed when his car left the road and hit a utility pole. This wreck happened on Autauga County Road 85 just before 3:30 Sunday morning. Oates was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the car was taken to the hospital for treatment. No word on their condition this morning. Two Auburn police officers were injured in a late-night shooting. Officers were responding to a disturbance call Sunday night when they were shot and injured. No word yet on their conditions this morning, but the suspect, 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes, was able to get away and is still at large this morning. He's considered armed and dangerous. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
I'm going to let you guys help me with this decision. What's more electrifying, the death of Grumpy Cat or Arnold Schwarzenegger getting dropkicked in South Africa.
What? I
saw that dropkick. Ugh, from behind.
Yeah.
Some dude just went up and dropkicked him.
He made off like it was no big deal.
Really? He did, yeah. He was gracious about it.
Grumpy Cat, by the way, apparently had a urinary tract issue.
Yep.
Only 7 years old.
Is that common in cats, or...?
It's common in pets, yeah. Grumpy Cat had 8.5 million total followers on Facebook. How humbling is that?
Me the with cat, my, yeah.
2.6 million on Instagram, 1.5 million on Twitter. The cat's net worth. There's been online speculation on this, but from what we understand, it's around $1 million.
Well, there was merchandising and stuff.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't just the memes.
I'm sorry that I didn't know this huge celebrity before...
You didn't know Grumpy Cat?
No, I didn't.
I'll bet Bailey's got pictures.
Yeah.
Pat Vegas is our first caller of the week.
Hey, got a traffic report for you.
Okay. Hold on, let me get the sounder ready.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Look, as long as it doesn't involve traffic in... never mind.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's got?
There's an overturned truck at the bridge and road construction on 82 in Prattville.
Bridge and road construction 82 in Prattville.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We appreciate that. We'll get down to the traffic dungeon. Hopefully, Balaki will have an update shortly.
Okay.
Thank you for being such a good citizen. Did we like those conundrums?
No.
No.
Did we not?
Okay. Well, we have a truth of baloney today.
I got two pages of conundrums that we all agreed on as well from last week.
And our topic today is cereal. So, won't that be exciting?
Yes.
I thought...
No.
I thought our topic was signs of inner beauty.
No, that's the TV topic.
Oh,
I'm talking about the truth of a lonely
topic. Oh, I got you.
But thanks for reminding me. I got to come up with something for that. I'm not feeling my inner beauty today.
I was saying to Ryan on TV a little while ago, I go back to the line that beauty is only skin deep, but ugliness goes right to the bone.
What do you do with a car that's been made ugly by a wreck?
You call Donnie Turner.
Yeah, you that sure do.
Segue, sir. That's great.
That's a great segue.
2-7 wreck with a W. He is... been able to take the ugly and make them beautiful again. They are the cosmetic surgeons of disfigured vehicles that have been in a wreck, whether they've been accordioned up or scratched up bad. I think the worst thing I've ever seen in the rain was an idiot in a Volvo who was going like twice the speed limit on I-95, hydroplane, and then went ping, ping, his car just went 100 until he had hit the front and back end
bouncing
six times.
Off the barriers, yeah.
The car was about 2 feet shorter by the time the whole process stopped. But even in a situation like that, you'd be amazed that cars that look like they should be totaled, in fact, the insurance, nah, it's just wrinkles in the body, new bumpers, things like that, broken headlights, they can fix it all. But the thing is, they put an effort into it that makes your car look as good as new, maybe better. So when you go back to get it after all the inconvenience and hassle following a car accident, you'll go, wow! I can't believe that was the car I saw on the day of the accident. That's what they strive for each and every time. No shortcuts, just the best for you. From Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane, the number is 27REC with a W. Now, let's go look for customers. Timeline with Rich coming up at 6:25.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your Monday morning traffic. Things look really good out there this morning. If you're traveling, be careful. There's a little jam up on I-85 as you reach the boulevard headed south, so be careful. Also on I-65, there is a lane closed. It starts about Fairview Avenue and goes up to the interchange. It's the right lane, so be careful as the traffic funnels up right there as you get to the interchange. Otherwise, everything looks pretty good this morning. Just be careful as you head into work and school and watch the traffic around you. Begin your new career now. May 21st is the last day to register for summer term classes at Trenum State Community College. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. The College for Real Careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, where we have hundreds of mattresses, beds, and headboards to liquidate to make room for new arrivals. Shop around, but please visit us before spending your money. Mr. Sandman has the best values on really nice mattresses, including Jameson Latex and Hybrids, Third of Perfect Sleepers and Eye Comfort, Property Brothers by Restonic, as well as some fabulous brands you have never heard of. We keep hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery, and we do sell odd box springs and bed frames. While supplies last, we have king adjustable bases for $2.99, queen adjustable bases with massage from $6.99. Many floor samples and one-of-a-kind bases are drastically discounted. We still have our extremely popular $2.49 queen mattresses and $2.99 king mattresses that are thick and comfortable. We stock $99 twin mats and several queen sets under $2.99. We have over 80 models in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and a huge store in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
15033.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game
what
of Thrones.
What will I do on Sundays now that it's come to an end?
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah.
No more dragons or gratuitous sex and violence.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah.
No more of Cersei's evil smirk or Daenerys torching Doom.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah.
No more beheadings or scenes in brothels featuring lots of boobs.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah.
We'll miss Sansa, Arya, Tyrion, and of course Jon Snow.
Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah, Game of Thrones, yeah.
As the sun sets on Westeros, we say goodbye, Game of Thrones.
Adios, muchacho.
And now with the timeline for the 20th of May at 6:31, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 140th day of the year, there are 225 days remaining. On National Be a Millionaire Day,
Okay.
I'll celebrate.
All right.
This is actually a day to start taking steps to turn dreams into reality by making plans for your future. Went into my commercial voice there. It's National Rescue Dog Day.
Yeah.
Oh, rescue dog man. Right here.
And Mange Deweeney, too.
Her life got better one day, and so did mine. It's Pick Strawberries Day. We used to do that in Ohio. They were everywhere, strawberries. 709 years ago, in 1310, for the first time, different shoes for the left and right feet were produced. Until then, all the shoes were exactly the same.
I did not know that. That's like almost a random fact.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Boy, I gotta get these shoes off. 1506, on this date, Christopher Columbus died in Spain. He still was convinced that his journeys were along the east coast of Asia. Wrong. 146 years ago, 1873, Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis receive a patent for blue jeans with copper rivets. Get this. On this date, 103 years ago, in 1916, Dateline Codell, Kansas, they're hit by a tornado. On this date in 1917, hit by a tornado exactly 1 year later in the same town. On this date in 1918, Codell, Kansas, hit by another tornado exactly 2 years after the first one, after 1 year after the second one. Third one was the most destructive, killing 10 people, wrecking a good portion of the town. Attention, Codell, Kansas. Be very watchful today. Very dangerous tornado day where you are. I'd move. 92 years ago, in 1927, Charles Lindbergh takes off from Roosevelt Field in Long Island aboard the Spirit of St. Louis on his historic solo flight to France. 5 years later, the first female, Amelia Earhart, successfully crosses the Atlantic on a solo flight, taking off from Newfoundland. On this date in 64, this is weird, Rudy Lewis of the Drifters died at the age of 28 under mysterious circumstances the night before the group was set to record Under the Boardwalk.
Wow.
Former Drifters backup singer Johnny Moore was brought back to perform the lead vocals for their recording session the next day. Why don't we make it our Song of the Day? Another tease to our upcoming Song of Summer series. What do you say we get out of the heat and let's go way under? I'm talking about Under the Boardwalk.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
Baby, where I'll be. 1967, Groovin' by the Young Rascals peaks at number one. 32 years ago in 87, Beverly Hills Cop 2 released. This is the day in 89 that Gilda Radner died at the age of 42.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, this is also the day in 93 that more than 80 million people watched the final episode of Cheers, making it the second highest rated series finale, just behind MASH and ahead of Seinfeld.
We won't do any spoilers on Cheers today.
Just in case you're catching up on it. Yeah. 95, Bill Clinton permanently closes that two-block stretch on Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House to all non-pedestrian traffic. The road closure was the desire of the Secret Service for a long time, who saw it necessary in order to guard against the risk of possible car or truck bomb attacks.
There's a lot of drug traffic and crime in that little park right across from the Lafayette Park.
Lafayette, yeah. And weirdos, too. Have you ever been there?
I've been there, but in the daylight only thing.
Mm-hmm. 1998, Frank Sinatra laid to rest. Baby.
Baby.
7 years ago.
Old Blue Eyes is buried.
Was it Telly, or was it Telly's a father?
7 years ago, 2012, Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees died from cancer at the age of 62. Too young. 2015, David Letterman, after 33 years, hosts the last late night late show with David Letterman. Birthdays today. Jack Gleason is 27. He's the much beloved King Joffrey on Game of Thrones. I'm kidding. Everybody hated the little punk.
He did. God, they hated him. This is going back years.
Oh, my God.
He's our Star is Born feature today, by the way.
What a strangle.
No spoilers.
No worries about that. That happened. Yeah.
These are not edited, so we don't care about you or you or you or you. Tony Stewart is 48. Nick Hayward, who's that, is 58. Haircut 100. Who the heck is that?
What?
Bronson Pinch. I can't never say his name.
I've never been able to say it. Balky.
Yeah, he's 60. David Patterson is 65. Dave Thomas is 70. Cher is 73 today. Joe Cocker would add a birthday. He died in 2014. And Jimmy Stewart. The great Jimmy Stewart would have had a birthday today. It's a Wonderful Life. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, which I watch twice a year. And Vertigo. He was great in Vertigo. 4 days till Memorial Day weekend. 27 days till Father's Day. 45 days till the 4th of July. And football, just 102 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
non. As in N-double-A-N. Non-chicken Philly. This is a great advance in sandwich making because the chicken Philly is one of the most wonderful messes you'll ever have on a plate. And putting it on non-bread will make a better container, a pillowy warm bread pack full of char-grilled mojo chicken, peppers, onions, topped with Baumhauer's signature Blanco cheese. It's just incredible, and I urge you to try it. Non, though, is the bread it's on, and that's the word of the day. N-double-A-N, non, your winning word. At Baumhauer's Victory Grill, if you're the ninth caller this afternoon, when I ask, you'll win. Lunch for two at the restaurant on the Boulevard or downtown at 201 Union, which opens in 22 minutes for Baumhauer's Breakfast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Mostly sunny, another very warm day today. We had 89 yesterday. We're looking for upper 80s to around 90 again today. Spotty afternoon storms. Yeah, I suppose they're possible, but there won't be many around if you look at my future radar on my weather video this morning, which, by the way, is a good weather video because there's lots going on. Tonight's low 68. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high around 92. We get to low to mid-90s on Wednesday, 95 on Thursday, 96 Friday, 97 Saturday and Sunday. And I think many record highs will be in jeopardy from Thursday through Sunday. We'll either tie them or tease them or break them. Over the beach forecast, we look for highs in the mid-80s this week, Gulf water temperature 80. And so the beach will be just a little bit cooler. Riptide risk is high today, moderate tomorrow. Right now this morning, we have clear skies, calm winds at 66 at 639.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It's showtime.
We're just going to hang out and stay loose until we get the cue from the Alabama News Network and our friends on Rising to join in. We just got a big standby, so it's going to be close.
Andrew went to Hangout Music Festival, and it was an incredible festival this weekend. So he's off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Beauty. Inner beauty we're talking about this morning, folks.
What kind of a dipstick do you measure inner beauty with?
What are you calling a dipstick? Three, two, one.
Your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
There's a general consensus on what is outer beauty. Okay. Like Chrissy Teigen, Scarlett right. Johansson, or the guy who plays Aquaman, or Rich Thomas sometimes. What is inner beauty?
Well, a bunch of women were actually asked about the signs of inner beauty, and their top five answers are: you're kind, you're honest, people feel comfortable around you, you're happy, and you can laugh at yourself. This reminds me of that line in The Help, you was smart, you was kind, you was smart. Let's bring in our friends over at 3 Men and a Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Thank you. Good morning.
The person who's playing Rich Thomas, is there Game of Weathermen coming up on HBO I need to be aware of?
Game of Weathermen. Hey, let's keep
Ryan pitched the idea to them a little bit earlier. Not sure if they're picking it up yet.
Let's keep all of Game of Anythings.
Can't have any Game of Thrones references whatsoever.
Ryan and I have not seen...
None.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, that's our segment. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, same station.
No, inner beauty, you know? I mean, you can tell, right? You can tell.
I think Emily is loaded with inner beauty.
She is.
And outer beauty.
Inner and outer. Yeah.
She's a kind, generous, thoughtful person.
Yes.
Made breakfast for them the other day.
Brought you sausage balls, right?
You're on the top of my list right now.
When I'm out in my backyard in my pajamas grilling steaks, that gives me a feeling of inner beauty because I'm trying to do something nice for three people I love.
Yeah, well, that's...
Does that count?
Steak and eggs on Monday morning is definitely beautiful.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
One for me.
That's right.
Jay, how about you? Let's talk about inner beauty.
Oh, I got ugly on both ends, so.
Nobody's going to believe that. Nobody's going to believe that.
He's just a little...
The outer, the inner, the upper, the lower. It's all ugly.
He's a little on edge because of no
just
air conditioning.
All of the above?
Yeah, I don't have air conditioning, so that's not fun.
When the air conditioning comes back to his house later this week, he'll be much more kinder, gentler.
Right?
Sure. Yeah. For those who feel like their inner beauty capacity is low, I can tell you, because I've been through times in my life where I was kind of down on me. So I asked somebody who was mentoring me, how do I build that? And he says, do something nice for somebody you don't even know. And that's one way to stoke the fire of, boy, if I was an inspirational preacher and I was passing the basket, I don't think I'd get changed for a quarter right now.
He's looking to us.
I'm listening.
I'll give you a snap at least.
A snap.
It's a
snap.
Rough Monday. Yeah.
And when the producer just said 2 minutes, I said, oh, wow.
I sent some great stuff for tomorrow. Including what's on your travel bucket list. You should think about that.
Mm. Oh, travel bucket list?
Travel bucket list, okay.
Oh, I just saw a picture somebody sent me of the Grand Canyon. That's on my bucket list, definitely.
That's just a big hole.
No.
You're supposed to save that. Save it for tomorrow, Rich.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, we got to survive this last minute somehow.
Thanks, guys. We're going to toss it on back. We're going to wrap this one up, and we'll save our travel bucket list.
We had more to say.
You guys have a great Monday. Exactly. If you want to hear more from 3 Minute a Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Did they end it early?
I think so.
They did.
They're really close to the time.
Yeah, it was getting close, and it was obvious that segment
had run out of steam.
So
basically,
we ended on time instead of going over.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Like we normally do. I have a slight request.
Yes.
Slight request.
A slight request. What? If you could turn down the volume in my headphones some.
What?
Jesus.
That was loud.
All right. So you want yours turned down? And anybody else have a headphone volume request?
No, we're good. Mine's just right.
You laugh, but when he turned, when I asked him to turn up the television people, he cranked up my headphones.
Oh!
And then when you turned up the TV people, mine didn't come back down. So
you were signaling me. I didn't know what you were. You just were going like this, up, up. I usually take that to mean you.
I touch my headphones when I want mine to go up.
All right, and when you want the TV, could you make a little box? So I know what you're talking about, the screen.
Oh, they're not
give me
doing
the big
the,
B sign, so I know it's
yeah. They're not doing the pledge anymore because school's out.
Yeah, so that's why I was trying to help you.
That used to be our cue, was to see those kids doing the pledge, but now they don't do it anymore because school's done.
Out. Didn't we go to the middle of June?
Yeah, but you didn't start until September. Kids start at like the 1st of August now, the first week of August or something.
Well, whatever it wasn't enough time. That's a childhood memory.
Yes.
Yeah, it never was.
All right. Later on, one of our Morning Maroon stories, they're not just, you know, stories about people who have done something dumb, but there's lessons in there about how to avoid a similar calamity happening to you. And we have quite a few of those today. Emily, I have the good news at the top of the hour. Jay has random facts. And random facts will be followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz. And by the way, today's steaks are provided by Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard.
Guests of this show are brought to you
in the meat department. And let me just say this. When they have ribeyes at $6.81 a pound, I was talking to somebody at the store about this yesterday morning. That, you know, every once in a while I got to go to one of the chains and I take advantage of those opportunities to comparison price. And I am just galled. Tomorrow's BLT day. And you're going to be enjoying Kaneka bacon. It's about $7 a package. It's 10 or higher
in
other stores. That's insane. I don't know how people can afford to buy meat in these places. Bailey's Chicken. By the way, I'm sorry there was some assembly required on the chicken today.
Yeah, that's okay. I got my hands a little chickened up, but we're good.
And all kinds of other values and specials. I got to get you the corn dogs. I forgot to do that.
Ooh, fun.
Next week is after we get back from Memorial Day, we do something goofy.
Do we have that day off?
Yeah, Memorial Day off.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Unless I get busy on some of the pre-recorded stuff I got to do, or I'll be here by myself playing bits.
Well, no. I already got something lined up. She's already got everything lined up to run without people here.
Ah.
So, I mean, don't worry about it. Don't come in.
You know, it is our first official Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company holiday since New Year's Day.
It is.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Which means the next one is Thanksgiving. No, Labor Day.
It's 151 days between holidays, by the way.
I take off to go to San Antonio in January, but I never did that. So I haven't taken a day off.
I missed an afternoon show for dental health, but that's it.
I think I was out for sick. I was sick once.
I've been out 57 times.
You were? All right, it's 6:48. Let's check traffic. We'll come back with today's Cheap and Trashy.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out your Monday morning traffic, and things look pretty good if you're traveling on I-65. We don't see any delays as you head into Montgomery. On I-85, everything is great except between the Taylor Road exit and the Boulevard. There's a lane closed. It's the right lane, so watch out as they cut you down to two lanes right there. We don't see any problems on the Boulevard. Traffic is moving along pretty well without any delays, and there are no big problems on the 31s. Let's be careful headed into work and school this morning. Reinhardt Toyota is selling record numbers of new Toyotas. That means Reinhardt used car supercenter is overloaded. The cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have got to go. You're going to save money at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
The Breakfast of Champions.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. 2 buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On May 20th, 1992, the world welcomed little baby Game of Thrones star Jack Gleeson.
Congratulations, Mom. It's the little King Joffrey. You and your brother must be very proud.
Jack Gleeson, a star is born.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, we've already covered a couple of important stories with the death of Grumpy Cat at age 45 in cat years. And Arnold being drop-kicked by some angry person in South Africa.
I'll be back.
You'll be fine.
But we don't know the reason?
Just did it at random.
Yeah, completely.
Maybe hated the Arnold, I don't know. Most of California knows. Could have been somebody from there. Endgame no longer number one at the box office. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum, which sounds like a kid's breakfast deal.
I loved it. It was good. I saw it Friday.
Oh, you did?
Wonderful.
$57 million on opening week.
Pretty
Endgame
good.
Still got 29, so it's up to 770 in domestic box office after 4 weeks. Detective Pikachu did $24 million. This is top three movies all did okay.
Oh, yeah.
Considering how weak the box office is for the year, it's down like 15%. A Dog's Journey did 8. Just the name of that movie sounds sad.
Yeah, man. You put a dog on the poster of your film, I ain't watching it.
I'm not either. No. And The Hustle.
I know what's going to happen.
Palms, that stupid movie, which I guess they were trying to capitalize on the humor of aging actresses, is a disaster. $10 million after 2 weeks.
Really?
Finished ninth this weekend.
It probably costs a whole lot more to make.
On this Be a Millionaire Day, guess what television show is being canceled? Who Wants to Be?
Oh, a millionaire? Who hosts that now?
The syndication of it is going to get canceled?
That's the funny part. Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Cedric the Entertainer was doing it for a while. Yeah. Terry Crews did it for a while. Yeah. Chris Harrison for The Bachelor has been hosting in the last 3 years. He'll finish out the current season. That's it. And they're thinking that one reason why the show is losing popularity is that $1 million, we had a story about this last week.
It just doesn't sound as appealing as it once did.
When we were kids.
I mean, if somebody wants to unload $1 million into my bank account,
yeah, that's
I wouldn't be upset about it.
Give me that account number again.
Shania Twain has been cast in the faith-based movie I Still Believe. That's enough for me to consider seeing it. Steve Kroft is retiring from 60 Minuets after the piece that aired last night.
He used to be a big deal he always has been in Chicago, right? Steve Kroft?
I don't remember him.
At the O&O's? Yeah.
He may have been at ABC, I think.
But most of his career has been CBS.
Yeah. But his time there was probably after I left, because I don't remember him. And most of the guys I do remember are currently dead. Justin Bieber's manager. You believe this? Justin Bieber's been around for 10 years.
Wow.
The anniversary of his single One Time, one of my all-time favorites. You can hear that on the Gump.
Don't lie to the people. It's rude.
That's not very much inner beauty on your part, Emily.
That's hashtag real talk.
Woodstock 50 is less of a train wreck because they have a new financial backer. We'll see. And the owner of the Kentucky Derby horse that was disqualified has challenged four other contenders to a $20 million rematch. Just to see. Not that's going to change anything, but that was kind of interesting. If you have an occasion around the corner, and the one on the calendar that I see is Father's Day, great place to get that taken care of and get something that Dad will really appreciate is Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Especially if Dad is big on one side or the other, the greatest rivalry in sports, they have a whole showcase devoted with and very fairly to great, not tchotchke stuff, we're talking about really fine pieces for both sides of the rivalry. That's one option. You can build Dad a watch and put your own stamp on it if you'd like at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. And of course, for any occasion, they're the place to go. What their experience is after 63 years is being able to take a panicked customer who's got just days to shop for somebody, making suggestions based on the information they provide so that you can give a gift that's not only high quality, but says you put some thought and effort into the person that you're shopping for. Stop by and see Lynn and the team. Three generations, 63 years, an incredible collection. And by the way, very competitively priced at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, brianjewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more by joining their club at brianjewelry.com. Fox coming up next. Random Facts next hour, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power.